Phil Hendry presents The Phil Hendry Show, and I'll be filling in tonight. I'm Bobby Dooley, and The World of Phil Hendry is, of course, produced by Phil Hendry, but he's not here right now. I called up Rick Wiffner. Rick, are you here?
I'm here, Bobby, yes.
And Rick, generally, at the end of the show, at the end of our podcasts...
He talks about the wardrobe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does the wardrobe, and then we have Gene Abercrombie, and Gene will be here later, but excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous. My name is Bobby Dooley, and I'm going to be filling in tonight for Phil Hendry here on The World of Phil Hendry. And Steve, I wish you would excuse me for just 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you would take it off of that television station.
Why? It's all about the crime and everything.
The man's face, it looks like someone kicked it in.
Oh, yeah, his face is wrecked.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking yesterday about the National Geographic show called Naked and Afraid, which features couples in the wild. It's kind of like Survivor, except they're not wearing clothes, I guess, you know?
Yeah, we were saying they're the women are ugly and everything.
Well, the women are really ugly on that show. The men are no bargain either. And so I was discussing on the Bobby Dooley podcast, and I hope you listen to it. It's called the Bobby Dooley podcast. I was talking about how ugly the women were and how the show needed a better talent coordinator. I know it's coming off sounding very mean-spirited, and I don't mean it to.
No, it wasn't mean-spirited or anything, but you're talking about how they're ugly and the men are tiny.
Well, don't get into the men, because we were talking about how well, if you'll pardon the expression, endowed the men were. We theorized that they were...
Probably a little too.
Never mind, Steve. So, but yeah, you're right, honey. Not what we would call... I don't think they're normal. I really don't think they're normal. I think it's some kind of abnormality there.
To go along with how wrecked looking the women are.
To go along with how wrecked women, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this show that you're watching, a man, he went over the handlebars of a bicycle, and his face went right into the asphalt, right?
Yeah, well, the guy's, it's actually pretty funny. He got out of prison because he was in for murder, and they went, okay. And then he got out, and he goes, I'm out of prison. And he got drunk on a bike, and his face got trucked. It went right into a curb.
So he got out of prison.
Yeah, he got out of prison.
And he's celebrating his freedom, and he's riding a bike down the street drunk, and he hits a pothole, and his face goes right into the curb, and he sort of gave himself curb bite.
Yeah, he did. He decided he'd go ahead and bite down.
Well, no one, I mean, we're not saying that literally.
Well, I don't know.
No, honey, no one gives themselves curb bite on, good Lord.
Well, no, I mean... How do you know?
Steve, I'm not going to argue with you. Excuse me, ladies. I'm not going to argue. So he didn't give himself... No man willingly gives himself curb bite. You don't go, wow, I'm so guilty about being a criminal out of prison. After I'm done drinking this beer...
yeah, okay.
God, Steve. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's not that. You're making me sound like I'm all a tard.
Don't say tard, because it's short for the other word. We are excited tonight, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have on Emilio Fandango. Okay. Emilio Fandango is one of our... He is the head of security at Western Estates. And a lot of you don't know who I am. I should introduce myself. I'm the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Western Estates is a 75-home gated community in the San Fernando Valley, okay, in the Los Angeles portions. There's the Los Angeles, we're in the outer portion, or the outer...
Yeah, like the suburbs.
Like the suburbs, yeah. And anyway, so that's what I do, and Emilio is the head of our security there at Western Estates. We're going to talk with him in a few moments about what it's like to be the head of the security at the Western Estates homeowners, you know, not the homeowners, but at the gated community where the gates are.
Yeah, because that's where he is, at the gate.
That's where we have him, yeah. And by the way, we're so proud of the work that Emalio has done for us over the years that we renamed our service entrance, which is a very gorgeous. If you go on the Phil Henry website, you'll see a photograph of the south portion entrance that goes along. It goes along Funk Road, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. It goes along the Funk Road, and Funk, you know, it's Funk. It's a good road.
Well, I know it's a good. Why would you say it's not a good road?
Because it's called Funk, and people have written in letters.
All right. Well, I don't know about that, but
yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you've written a letter in saying I'd like to move to Western Estates, but the boulevard that traverses the back entrance, you know, it's called Funk Road. What's that about? I can assure you it's simply the name of probably the developer or someone that was handy, I guess, when they named the road. Because the road was new when they built Western Estates Homeowners Association, of which I, again, I'd like to say, am the president of the Homeowners Association of...
Yeah, of the...
Of the gated... you know, of the gated.
Well, yeah, but the gates are...
Of the gated area of inside which are houses.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I would like to tell you that we are planning our winter tacular. We have four taculars. We have the fall... I guess you'd say it starts with the... Does it start with the winter, or does it start...
Yeah, it starts with the winter, even though the winter starts in another year.
It what, Steve?
It starts in the winter. Oh, my God.
Well, no, I'm not getting angry, but...
Well, don't you understand? Can't you even read a clock?
Can I read a clock? Excuse me for another second. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
All right, the Wintertacular starts it because winter is the first season of the year, even though it starts in the another year, which is the one before it. Excuse me. Oh, I almost choked on something. I wonder what that was.
I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
So then there's the Springtacular, the Summertacular, and the Falltacular. So our Wintertacular's coming up. And we did a dance. Steve and I love the song from the movie Titan.
Titanic.
Titanic, is it? It was the boat that sank. And we love it from the movie that they did about the boat. And it's called And My Heart Will Go On. Well, anyway, four of us gals from the Circle of Taste, which is a select group of women here in the Homeowners Association, who we like to think set the trend and the standard for the other gals, you know, that live here, you know. So we practiced the song, And My Heart Will Go On, or however it goes. You know, we're still practicing it. And we had a bit of a controversy, and we're going to get into what that controversy was. It did result in one of the four gals being asked to leave the Circle of Taste, and we just did notice today that her home is up for sale. So we're very happy the direction that it's going in, and we know that Tara Wiebe Walker, who is the former member of the Circle of Taste, we know, Tara, that you're going to be very happy wherever you and Dale decide to live, which my understanding is because of the hit he took with his income, and that has nothing to do with what happened between you and I. My understanding is the hit he took with his income with a lot of the mortgage scam. Well, I better not get into it, but her husband did take a major hit. Isn't that your understanding, Steve?
Yeah, apparently he took a hit on income.
My husband, Steve, by the way, operates a wildly successful landscaping business, which he does do. He has the contract for Western Estates, but that's because he's good at it, not on account of anything me favoring him.
Yeah, well, if you call it like I forget what it's called, nudism.
It's nepetalis, necrophilia. It's not about necrophilia. Oh, I'm sorry, nepotism. Is that it?
Yeah.
It's not about that. I can assure you it's not about that. All right. We're very excited to be filling in here on the Phil Henry Show. This is the world of Phil Henry. And, of course, the phone number here is 855-500-7445. And you can also hear my podcast every day on the Sideshow Network. And we're going to be right back here on The World of Phil Hendry with our special guest, Amalia Fandango, the head of Fandango Security. And they're the ones that run the security that keeps the security at Western Estates. They are at both gates, the south and the front gate. And they're the smiling faces that you see that ask you to slow down and stop. And they go through your trunk. And I'm sure you understand when you enter Western Estates. We'll be right back here on the world famous, the world of Phil Hendry, famous Phil Hendry.
Yeah, the world famous, world of Phil Hendry famous.
He is world famous. The world of Phil Hendry, and this is Bobby Dooley filling in here on the world of Phil Hendry. I also want to say thank you, Nikki McKee, who is filling in. Well, no, she's not filling in.
No, she's always filling in.
Well, no, she's not always filling in. It is her job to be a part of the Phil Hendry, the world of Phil Hendry, where she is in the control center. She's our technical director and a wonderful gal. And I think if Nikki lived out here, I think I'd love to have her in Circle of Taste.
Yeah, she'd probably give a lot of, you know, class and everything to it.
Well, not that we need the class.
No. But I think it would be great.
It would be great to have her. So, Nikki, if you ever move out here to California, and if you ever find yourself singing, "Oh, California, here I go, dee, dee, dee," then look us up here at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Now, I want to bring on a really great guy who's been the head of our security. How long, Steve?
Well, Amalia, like either 2001 or 96.
Yeah, it was either one of those 2 years. I think it was 96, or it was either 96 or 2005. Amalia, it doesn't matter. When you came to Western Estates, we're so glad that you did. And you know what? It's so funny when you were just sitting there at that gate that day, out in front of our gate bleeding, and I found you there, and Catherine Booger Bougainvillea, who lived up there in the very front house there in the agave phase, she said, "There's a man bleeding from the head laying on the pavement here." And little did we know that within 2 weeks we'd hire you as the head of security.
Bobby, I remember those days, and what can I tell you but thank you for patching me up and giving me the idea to operate security there and start my own security company, Fandango Security, and to have the South Archway named for Fandango, that's my name. I can't even pronounce my own name.
Fandango. It's almost as if you've got this. You still have the head injury, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's almost like you still have a head injury.
I know. Sometimes it feels like that. Fandango Security. I am very proud to lend my meager talents to keeping Western Estates secure.
Well, you do such a wonderful job, and everyone always comments, who is that very handsome and very polite and very professional man there at the gate? And we always say, that's Amalia with Fandango. Because a lot of people, Amalia, and I'm sure you've run into this, oh, well, he's just a worker because of your Hispanic roots, right?
Some people will think, where is your boss? And I say, I'm the boss. And they'll give you a look and look you up and down and turn their nose up as if they just smelled something that was so fetid it was as if there was something dead in the trunk of the car. And sometimes I'll say to them, let me look in your trunk again. It looks to me as if you're smelling something dead. What are we talking about? Casey Anthony? And they'll say, ha ha, it breaks the ice, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. You have a great way of putting people at ease as you go through the normal security steps. What are the security steps, Amalia? And then I want to get into some of the things that makes your security here at Western Estates. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting from our community center at Western Estates here in Western Estates, California, in the valley. That's where we live, in the valley. Don't we, Amalia?
Yes, you live in the valley.
In the valley, not in the San Gabriel Valley.
Yeah, that's the San Fernando Valley. And that's a part of the city of Los Angeles, which it still is, even though my lady is, if you don't mind me calling you my lady, Bobby, that's something that I've just gotten used to.
It is so elegant. I'm so spoiled by this man. He calls me my lady and does a little bit of a genuflect.
Yeah, it's a little bit. You're kind of wearing it out, you know.
Steve, don't excuse me, Amalio.
I don't want to offend.
No, you don't offend at all. Hold on. What is your problem? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. What is your problem?
I mean, he's all bending on his knee and everything, like he wants to go, you know, go blah, blah, blah.
You filthy, dirty...
Ow!
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you slap him?
Yes, I did slap him. Did you hear what he said?
All I heard was blah, blah, and...
I didn't mean it.
Sit over there, please. Don't even come near me. I don't even want to smell you near me. Sit there. Not there, there.
I want to go get a drink of water.
No, sit there. I apologize, ladies. I am so, so sorry. Let's, Amalio, just pretend as if Steve never happened, as if his mother never even had him. Shall we?
Well, in that case, will you marry me? I'm only kidding.
Oh, that's so cute.
Just kidding.
God, that's, man, I tell you what, man, you're sucking up and everything.
Steve, do you want it again? Because I can give it to you in two different languages. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
I can go forehand, backhand, forehand. I can do the whole Three Stooges, you know, wiggling the hand up and down and then do the eyes. Whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Steve, listen, I understand the way you want to protect your woman, so I understand.
No, you don't understand, because you're all genuflecting.
Steve, I'll have no more of it. I'll have none of it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband, Steve, and I love him dearly, but that was uncalled for. And I want to say again, Amalio, I appreciate very much, in this day and age, where very few men have manners, very few men have any kind of gentility. They don't even know how to open a door for a woman. Do you see this a lot?
I do see it a lot with the younger generation of men. They don't know anything about how to pull a chair out, how to say to a woman, you know, I'll make the decision, which a woman would like, you know, or to open the door and say, there, get in, you know, not get in there, but here's the door is open. And I do that for my woman. I do that for my women.
You know what, you rascal? I thought you had more than one.
Well, right now.
Well, somebody's going to make an honest man out of you, I know.
Well, but I think that, yes, that kind of polite behavior is gone. And when I open the door, or when I pull out a chair, when I will, for instance, after dinner, I will get a cigar, one of the stogies that I've got. Maybe I haven't finished. I go out to my desk and get one out of the ashtray, and I'll hold it up in the air. That is my sign for her to come and to light it. Now, that sounds like I'm telling her what to do.
But you're not. You're giving her the opportunity to be a woman.
Exactly. I'm giving her the opportunity to light my cigar and then to get away from me, not because I don't love her, but it's after dinner and I'm talking with the men. So go back into the...
Into the kitchen?
Sure. She doesn't have to be the kitchen, because you can hire help, but go and supervise them taking the plates and rinsing them off, or whatever you do. It doesn't sound like you need to supervise that.
And what do you say to a lot of women who, see, I think a lot of that is misinterpreted as sexism. You know what I mean?
No, it's not sexism, or what you meant to say was sexism.
Yes, I think a lot of that is called sexism. What do you think?
No. This is, a woman wants to be treated like a lady. She wants to have the chair pulled out. She wants to have the chair pushed in. She wants to have, I was going to make a dirty joke.
Please don't. It's still very early in the evening.
When I said pushed in.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking that, too, and I would have said it. You would have slapped me.
Steve, yes, I would have slapped you. Amalio is front and center right now. I'd rather not, Amalio.
Okay. But in any event, women want to be treated like a woman. A woman wants to be treated like women. I'm sorry.
Women want to be treated like a woman. I mean, I'm sorry. You had it right the first time.
Right. A woman wants to be treated like the women. Right?
No, a woman wants to be treated like a woman.
Well, duh. A woman wants to be treated like a woman. What are you, retarded? God.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he for real?
Are you for real, Steve? Anyway, we're going to be back here with Amalio Fandango, who is head of security for the Western States Homeowners Association. And we're going to continue talking about things that are vital to today's homeowner. What kind of security do you have? And stuff like that. This is the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in. Nikki is on the technical board where the wires and the everything is. Steve, I had to slap across the face because he made a filthy comment about, what did you say, Steve? It was filthy, and I don't even want to. We'll be right back. The world of Phil Hendry, I'm Bobby Dooley. The world of Phil Hendry returns here. And hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. And before we go any further, I want to bring on one of our very, very favorite people. I hear him a lot on the Phil Hendry Show when Phil is here. This is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way, but he's not here. So it's the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the Phil Hendry Show, and you're Bobby Dooley.
Well, no, yes, I'm Bobby. So it's I asked Phil, he said, just call it the Phil Hendry Show / ... I'm Bobby Dooley. And to join us and tell us about a great sponsor of the Phil Hendry Show, Nova Joint, here's Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd?
Thank you very much, Bobby and Steve. And hello, everyone. I'm Lloyd Bonafide, and I'm a man. I'm pushing 80 years of age. I was in the Korean War as a Navy veteran. I ache all over when I get out of bed sometimes. I can't begin to tell you how much pain I'm in because of joint stress. I've been running and flipping and tumbling and doing the things that you do as a veteran. And then when I worked a hunting and plumbing business, so we'd go out with hunting dogs and try to catch squirrels, and then I'd go and plumb homes. Well, that went under, and I finally settled on a heating and plumbing business, and that went very well. But because of all the exercise, I have terrible joint stress, All right, well, my wife has the bottle here of Nova Joint. That's what I use, Nova Joint, because joint stress can make it difficult to perform daily activities. Joint stress can keep you from getting adequate sleep. There have been nights I've been awake, I'm lying awake, and I can hear Carruthers down the street when he was still alive, and he's going at it with, I won't say what he's going at it with some widow, and all you hear is, yeah, 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 the pounding. And I would say, Carruthers, will you hurry up and just, in any event, Nova Joint has helped me get a good night's sleep. Vigorous exercise and competition can stress your joints. You can be younger. You can be older than me. Nova Joint, by the way, is not simply eggshell membrane. Have you fallen for that one? I used to do that, but not anymore. After 30 years of clinical experience, it takes more than just one ingredient to produce results. Nova Joint found that out. So here's what I want you to do. They've got two products, either the 30 capsule or the 90. The coupon codes are the following: Phil30 and Phil90. The best deal is the 90 capsules, and most people order this. But you can make up your mind, go to Nova Joint and check out this fantastic product. Again, it's NovaJoint.com. And if you want to read more about the product, if you don't, that's fine. I could give us, you know, I don't give a sweet, but it's NovaJoint.com, and that's NovaJoint.com. And that's...
And so that's the commercial.
Yes, that's... Get Nova Joint, though.
Well, we're going to do that, Lloyd, and thank you.
I'm supposed to be... you better call me back. I'm going to do some more. I want to talk more about Nova Joint. Why don't you...
Because we've got another guest. But thank you very much, Lloyd Bonafide. That was great. Well, on the line with me right now, here on The World of Phil Hendry, with me, Bobby Dooley, filling in. And I was thinking, Steve, unless someone's already thought of this, I think it's cute to say filling in, P-H-I-L.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, they should do that.
I'm going to let them know, the people that run the Phil Hendry Show and the world of the Phil Hendry, they should call it, you know, they should call it filling in, P-H-I-L. All right, let's get back here to Emilio Fandango, who's taking his dinner break right now. And where do you go for your dinner break, Emilio?
A lot of times I'll just go down here to a IHOP. There's an IHOP here near the freeway. Western Estates is in a beautiful section of the San Gabriel Valley, which is the West Hills area, near the border, you know, to the large ranchero, the old rancheros here in the Los Angeles area. But off of the freeway, we have IHOP.
Do you like to go to that Red Lobster?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Steve and I love it, you know?
Yeah, I go to the Red Lobster. If I'm hungry enough, I'll go to the Blue Lobster. Eh? Eh?
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so I go wherever my hunger will lead me.
Well, I want to ask you now about the specifics of doing security at Western Estates. We really like Emilio because he is very ingenious. He is always there, but you don't really see him and his crew. He's got a very, very well-trained crew. Tell us a little bit about, let's talk, and it was very funny. It was Karen Hubert Cummings, and her husband is Jeff, and they had just moved into the Bougainvillea phase.
Yeah, Karen Hubert Cummings was a young, I don't know why, but I just, when I said her name, something gagged up. I think it's because of the trouble that we had, but...
I want everyone to know that there was a little bit of misunderstanding, but I explained to Karen, this is what makes Emilio so good.
Yeah. We do our patrols in a way so that we know not only the outside of the home, in the perimeter of the home is safe, but also inside the home. If that means that we spend some time crouched on the property, I have crouched in bushes for a good hour and a half, and Ms. Dooley, you know this.
Yeah, let me tell everyone Steve and I don't think I'm talking out of school, Steve and I, one night, we'd had some Grey Goose. Remember, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's Grey Goose vodka, yeah.
Well, let's grow up. We had a little bit of Grey Goose. I love my Grey Goose dirty, you know. I love it dirty. Do you know what dirty means?
I do.
No, I mean the audience. It's a retard question.
You mean rhetorical?
Yeah, that's right. It's a rhetorical question. Well, dirty means it's dirty. Well, no, it's not dirty. It has olive. It's got an olive in it?
I think dirty, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think dirty means olive juice.
That's right. I love to have the olive juice. So Steve and I had our martinis, and as some couples will in modern America, we went out back on a beautiful summer night, and we were...
Yeah, we're going at it pretty good.
Well, Steve, come on. We were going at it a little bit. Well, Emilio, you were in the bushes, right?
Yes, I was in the bushes, but may I make a point, because some people may misunderstand. I wasn't in the bushes to get my cheap kicks. I knew, once I saw the two of you beginning to have sex, I realized that you are vulnerable for anyone that would come along and want to beat up Steve and take you or rob you if you had your wallet on you. And, of course, if you're naked, then I did. But I did notice that Steve had his pants. He came out dragging his pants behind him. So I figured perhaps there was a wallet.
Well, I just like the creative way you think. And so up out of the bushes pops Emilio, and he goes, he gives me the high sign and gave me the, you know, the forefinger to the thumb.
Right, that's the A-okay.
The A-okay. And what's the other one?
The thumbs up, the A-okay, you know, pumping two fists as in, you know, success. And I gave Steve in particular, you know, the A-okay because he looked, I don't mean to be vulgar or crude, but he looked like he was doing pretty good.
No, that's all right. That's all right. And so everyone on the Emilio Fandango security crew will do this, correct?
Well, I believe there's nothing, and I want people to understand, I know Ms. Dooley understands, there's nothing overtly sexual, there's no perversion. We feel that looking in windows is the best way to know if a home is indeed secure. So I have my men and I will go down the streets at night and walk along the edge of a house and peek in a window. If the lights are off, we'll wait until they turn on, or if it looks like people have
Well, and what are you looking for?
We're looking to see to make sure everyone's safe. If the lights are off, and a lot of times I carry a glass with me, it's kind of stupid, but I put the glass against the window to see if I can hear.
And what are you listening for?
Well, I'm listening for anybody getting beat up or something like that, you know? So, and then I'll go and peek in. But I try not to be overt. And I remember what happened with Ms. Hubert, the lady you were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about her and her husband, Jeff, because they made a big stink out of it. And I finally had to go over there and say, look, let me explain something. This is a gated community, so there's a lot of security. Or do you want to just live on a street where there ain't no gate? Or, I mean, where there isn't no gate?
Right. I think you said it very well to her. And I remember her jaw just opened. Her mouth just went, ha, like, you really?
Yeah, you did, Bobby. You laid her out. I mean, mentally, you laid her out.
Well, I really, really did, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I said to her, do you want to live in a gated community where we have the Taculars, a community center, and everything that we have, or do you want to live on a street where there's, like, you just drive up to your house, which is fine if that's what you want to do?
Yeah, so she had seen me. I was looking again, I was trying not to be overt, but I was staring in the window, and what I do, so you know, Ms. Dooley and your listeners, I will stand with my side to the window. I'm not looking full on. It's my side, so it looks as if I'm walking past. So if someone were to glance up, and let's say, God forbid, you know, she's, I don't know, doing something, you know, she's nude or shaving, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of very private things you can do if a man's looking in a window.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I'll be walking along with my side to the window, so it looks like I'm just walking past. So if she were to glance up from her shaving, or I shouldn't say shaving, I don't know what she would be doing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good if you lucked out that way.
Excuse me for a minute. How dare you, Steve?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Well, I can certainly understand his attitude.
But don't you think that'd be lucky?
Steve, excuse me, I'm doing an interview, and you're acting like a crude boob and a half, all right?
God, I can't do anything.
Go ahead.
I apologize.
No, it's all right. He acts like a big child.
But anyway, so if I be walking along, and if she were to glance up from whatever she's doing, and she sees me walking along with my side to the house, she'll go, oh, he's just walking past, right? And what I do, so it doesn't look like I'm being intrusive, but then I'll kind of glance over to see what's up. And I'll make two or three passes if the bedroom window's open and the light's on. I'll make two or three passes to make sure that the person is okay.
Well, and they made a big deal. And I said, you know something, Karen, let me explain something to you, because you haven't lived in a gated community before. This is the life.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Yes, this is the life. All right. Hold on, Amalio. I'll be right back. I want to talk a little bit more with you before we go to the end of the hour break, and we'll do a news break, and we'll do all of those things that you hear people do when they do, not when they do.
No, you said do.
I know what I said, Steve. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I'm checking because of the FCC.
I don't think the FCC. Excuse me, I don't think the FCC.
Well.
Oh my God. We're going to have Dean Wheeler on, who does aromatherapy. He has a day spa. He has massages. And he has saltwater scrubs. And he also has a high-powered fire hose that he points at people and shoots saltwater on them. And when I said to him, what do you call that, the Selma, Alabama bath? And we go, you don't.
What's that mean?
You know, when you saw, didn't you see those films when they did that?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, that's very funny. No, this is how we exfoliate. And I said, exactly. So we'll be right back here. The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby. It's The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah.
The World of Phil Hendry. I am, but, well.
I'm, just say I, you just.
I'm sorry. The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. Welcome back to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley filling in. And I want you all to know that Phil is doing really good. He just has such terrible insomnia that there are days when he is not able to function. He called. Did you take the call, Steve?
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Henry, and he's, you got to do it, and then he just collapsed.
Did he collapse?
No, he didn't collapse, but he's got to do it,
What is that, Steve?
Well, it's the noise that you hear.
The noise? Oh, the one noise that goes, what is that again? That's the, Gene Wiffner. Gene, you know what it is.
Yeah, that's called a dial tone.
The dial tone, I'm sorry, you're right, the dial tone.
Yeah, that's what happened. And he goes, you got to do it, help, you know, please help me. And he called back, I said, Mr. Henry, I heard the ah, and he said, you're so messed up, I want to come over and belt you. And see, that's why I'm sensitive today.
Phil said he wanted to come over and hit you?
Yeah, he said that I was so stupid he wanted to clock me. And I went, okay, thanks for that.
Well, Steve, sometimes, you know...
Well, you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what was.
The thing that goes,
I told both of you it's called a dial tone.
Yeah, you told me now.
Yes, don't you remember?
Yeah, I do now, yeah.
Yeah, no, we know it's called a dial tone now, but we didn't. Okay, Gene, I mean, you don't have to...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't pretend like you're all smart and everything. Let's get back to our very good friend, Amalio Fandango, the head of Fandango Security. And again, if you visit us at Western Estates... And you come through the South Portico, that is our Fandango Archway. And if you want to see a picture of that, it's very beautiful. It's on the home site of philhenryshow.com. And if I could, I'd put it up here. Well, maybe we will in the commercial break.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll try and do it.
What are you all crying for, Steve?
I don't know.
Maybe he's crying, you know. I don't say anything for you, Steve, but Bobby, you need a man, you know.
I really, really do need a man, and Steve...
I'm not crying about anything, just because you're talking to him, and I got to go and update websites, and I ought to be the sidekick, not him.
He's not the sidekick, he's the guest.
I'm just a guest, Steve, I'm not the sidekick.
Yeah, but meanwhile, she's got... Never mind.
If that's the best thing you've said this hour, never mind. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Welcome back. We have Amalio Fandango for just a couple of more minutes. So, Amalio, we were talking about you and the security at Western Estates. So when you guys are on the prowl, you're looking for, you want to keep us all safe. And part of that is, and it's a necessary evil, is looking in bedroom windows, even if we're getting undressed. Is that...
Unfortunately, yes. It's unfortunate, and believe me, there is no one more uncomfortable with that state of affairs than myself. I have two men that work with me at night. One of them is Richard, who you've met, and the other is Davey. Richard is one of the finest employees I've ever had. He is a man who has just gotten out of prison, and I think that it speaks volumes to Ms. Dooley that she is comfortable to have him here. Working with us here at Fandango Security.
I believe in giving people a second chance. I really do.
Right, because there were some people that made an issue, especially this woman. She said she has a jailbird looking in the window while she's shaving, you know, and I made the mistake of going, oh, yeah, like that.
Well, you were evidencing interest in, was the family safe?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing.
Well, you go... She said she's shaving. You go, oh, yeah? Like that? That what you did?
Excuse me, Steve. I'm doing the interview.
I'm sorry.
I respect you, Mr. Dudley, but...
Well, his name is Dooley.
I'm sorry. Mr. Dooley, I respect you, but please don't interpret. When she said that Ricardo or Richard, who just got out of the San Luis Obispo men's colony, and
he's doing a good job for you, right?
He's doing a great job for me. You know, just because a guy gets out of prison doesn't mean he's stupid, you know. And so when she said that that guy was looking in the bedroom window while she was, quote, grooming, I said, well, what's that about?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because you know you've got a guy that's fresh out of prison. He's now working security, so he's going to be looking in a lot of windows. And she picked that time to groom. you know.
Yeah, yeah, I thought there was wrong. And so when she said I was grooming, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I went, yeah? And what I was saying was, okay, thank you, I'll make a note of that. It wasn't like I was going, yay.
But you said it, oh, yeah, you said it that way.
Well, yes, I did, because I couldn't believe my ears that she's there sitting in a chair, full on to the window with the lights on. She must have had like a spotlight on in there, Klieg lights, studio lights. And she's quote-unquote grooming. Well, I've seen women groom, and this was more like I don't know what, man, like she was waxing herself. Or anyway, and so she said I was grooming, and I said, no kidding. And,
Well, you can't do it like that. That sounds all sick and twisted.
What did he say to me?
What'd you say, Steve?
That sounds sick and twisted. The guy goes, yeah.
No, it is not sick and twisted. You really do have a filthy mind. You know that? Get over here. Come here.
You said?
Come here.
Ow!
Go sit over there.
Did you slap him?
Yes, I did slap him.
Oh, my God, Well, in any event, I guess...
It's necessary. Listen, Amalio, I appreciate very much you being a part of our show this evening. Amalio Fandango, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! I love to just do... I wish we had a studio audience. That would be so much fun to go, yay, Amalio Fandango, yay. Well, it's time for us to take a break here and go to a commercial break. And that's what we're going to do right now here. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is The World of Phil Hendry. Dean Wheeler, next hour. And welcome back to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in tonight. And I'm very, very proud to have Phil ask us to fill in. Phil suffers from the occasional insomnia. And I think I'm saying that right, Gene Wiffner?
Insomnia.
Insomnia. I thought it was insobdia.
Yeah, insobdia. That was also the place where they had visited last year.
Well, I know. We had a contingent of people from Western Estates who took a wine tasting tour of an area, a wine growing area of Italy called Insobdia. I thought it was called that, or Tuscany, one of the two. And I said, is he in Insobdia? They said, what are you talking about? And of course, I've got to slow down for everybody around here. And I'm just kidding around. But you know, some people you've got to be patient with. And I said, no, did he go to Insobdia? And they said, no, he has insomnia.
Yeah, I know. People don't get it.
People really don't get it. You know, they just don't. But be patient. I always tell my sons, by the way, we have three sons, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. And if they're at home listening right now, Mommy says that it's time for bed because we do have, of course, we are coming up on our Christmas vacation, and that's always a special, special time at Western Estates. One of the first things we do, of course, we have the lighting of the official Christmas lights, which are on our home. We're in the cul-de-sac in the Magnolia phase, and when we light it up, and I give the high sign to Amalio, who is down at Master Switch 3. And I will say, light it up, Amalio, and he'll throw the big Frankenstein lever. That's what we call it, because it's, the boys call it that. It's one of those big...
Yeah, it looks like the kind of the Frankenstein switch.
Well, people don't know what that is, Steve.
Well, it's like a big... You know, it makes the...
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's the big switch thing, and we call it the big Frankenstein switch, and we'll tell Amalio, we'll say, Amalio, go ahead and, you know, light up Frankenstein. And people give me a weird look. Not everybody. Some of the people just don't get what it's about to be a homeowners association president. And those are the people that you have to visit later on and say, look, do you even really want to live here? Because of the way that you're, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, the Frankenstein switch. You're like, okay, well, don't you know? Okay, wow, you didn't, wow, you know.
Yeah, don't you, I mean, this is, don't you want to get with it? I'm the president of the homeowners association. And they'll give you that look like, what? And I'll say, are you for real? And to that end, I want to mention one thing. And then we're going to have Dean Wheeler on. He runs the Northern California Holistic Center, but he also has a spa, the Wheeler Spas. And he runs his man camp during the summer, which my husband Steve was a part of. and it's just wonderful. The men get together, they have spa treatments, they play bongo drums. What else do you do, Steve?
Well, we do a lot of, I mean, Dean said that what we do, and anyway...
Don't scratch yourself, honey. Stand still.
Okay.
Don't take your hands away from there. Don't stand there itching it like you're an ape, like you're some ape in the primate house.
I'm sorry, but I'm kind of nervous about it.
Well, what are you nervous about?
Well, I mean, he said, okay, welcome to man camp, and here's a bongo drum. Start beating on it and running around like you're an ape, and that's why I started itching like that. I don't know. And then he said, okay, now we'll go get spa treatments. And he goes, now you got to cut bamboo for like 6 hours. And that's what happened to Tommy Tarrington.
Oh, Tommy Tarrington. Let me tell the story. Tommy Tarrington, his wife, and I'm glad they moved out. I'm sorry, she's a liar. Do you know what a bungee pit is? It's not the bungee cord, honey. It's the bungee stakes. In Vietnam and other places where they catch wild animals, it's a big pit, and they got bungee stakes that are sharpened at the bottom. And Terry's wife claimed that he was trying to escape man camp. This is a slander, by the way, on Mr. Wheeler. He was trying to escape man camp one night, and the guys were asleep in their bamboo huts.
Yeah, we were sweating and everything.
But Steve, you're making it sound like you're in a prison of war camp.
No, but...
In any event, they were laying in their huts sweating and laying there swatting the flies off themselves. This is man camp, and I just think it's wonderful for the guys, you know? And they heard a low-pitched howl that they thought it... At first, they thought it was a rare orangutan. And then they realized that they were in Mendocino, California, where there are no... orangutans, you know?
Yeah, that's the first thing I go. Hey, wait a minute. We're not in Africa. And the other guys go, yeah, you're right.
So then you realize that it was what?
Well, then we realized it was Terry hitting the bottom of that pit. And apparently one of the stakes just went right up the Royal American.
Well, and anyway, she said that Terry comes home rubbing it with a rag, a blood-soaked rag, and swearing up and down that Dean Wheeler... And just a lot of very slanderous things. So I said to her, I said, unless you have proof, I would like very much for you to stop saying the things you're saying. And she said, who do you think you are? And I said, are you for real? Are you talking? I mean, I couldn't believe it. She said, well, my husband came home with a hand over his rear end and mopping at it with a blood-soaked rag. And I said, well, maybe he needs a new rag. And she goes, oh, my God. And I said, you know something? You're retarded. And we said a lot of stupid things, and I left.
Well, talk about Terry fall in that pit.
Steve, I told you, he didn't fall in any bungee pit. And it's a slander, and it's slanderous against Dean. I'm feeling very emotional.
I'm honey. Honey, I'm sorry.
You said you're honey.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to say I'm honey. You're honey.
Right, and you're Pooh Bear.
Right, I'm Pooh Bear.
So be nice to honey.
All right, honey, I'm sorry.
Okay, give me a kiss right here.
You ought to see what she's pointing at.
You dirty... Don't say that when we're on the air.
I didn't say do it.
I was pointing at my cheek, ladies and gentlemen, and Steve's trying to make it sound like it's dirty. And then when he went to kiss me, he went to kiss me in that place that is dirty. It's not dirty, but...
Where you go?
Don't say it. I'm very, very sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to pull it together and get it together because I've got a real treat for you all. And we're going to have Dean Wheeler come up, and he's going to have a real live Indian meditation and everything. And it's very interesting. I wanted to tell you a story about our Wintertacular and the dance we were performing. My Love Will Go On from the movie Titanic, or what's it called? Titanic. This is so much. You can't miss what we have coming up next here on The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. And we'll be right back in just a moment. And I want to mention... the Phil Hendry website. That's philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Oh, And I love this song so much. We used to play this when I was a kid. My parents loved this, and I'd play this and go, do it. And we'd pretend like we were, well, we'd pretend we were swapping spouses. We were only 10 years old, so we didn't know what it meant, but we'd pretend like we're doing a wife swap or something, and we go, do it, you know. Anyway, good times.
Yeah, good times.
We'll be right back on I'm Bobby Dooley. Does anybody remember this one? This is from when I was just a little girl, but this was a lot of fun to listen to and to dance to. It's called Starbucks. Is the name of it, right?
Yeah. That's the coffee, too.
This is the song Starbucks, and I forget the name of the group, but it's doo-doo, and the wind will blow it in my way. So that's just one of those songs. Oh, and you can see, if you're watching Phil TV, you can see a picture of our southern gate there. That is our southern portico. That is the Fandango Archway that I was telling you all about. Well, we're very excited to bring on the line here from Mendocino, or actually from Novato, California, Dean Wheeler. And Dean is with the Northern California Holistic Center. And right now, they're conducting probably their meditation now, Steve.
That's my understanding is what he, that's what I understood him to say.
So, Dean, I know you were involved in your Native American meditations last night as part of the Wheeler Day Spa, but this is your weekend spa, right?
Right now, this is just the regular spa where we have hotel rates Monday through Friday. If you want to do a day spa, we have rates, and of course we have our weekend rates, but this is the hotel rate, and I don't like to say the hotel because that sounds, that's not what we are. That's not what we are. We are a, we're an ashram, Bobby. We're an ashram.
Well, that's interesting. What is an ashram?
Well, an ashram is a place where Indian, you know, wise men with big beards. I'm not exactly sure, but it's what we want to do here. It's a place where Indians, but not these kind, I got that mixed up when I said to them, I want an Indian ashram experience, and these gentlemen came over. They were from a American Indian.
Oh, I see. So what they're...
Yeah, they're talking about, like, India?
Exactly, yeah, India. And when I said to them, what's with these... I didn't say what's with, but I said, why are, you know, why are there Indians here that are going, hey, hey, hey?
Yeah, well, hold on. I know how to do it really good. Hey there, hi there.
Steve does it really good.
Yeah, that's great. But the point I'm trying to make is that, so this is not what an ashram is. An ashram is Indian Indians that are the ones.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking. They're the ones that have, as everyone says, and it's not very kind, the dot.
Yeah, exactly. They have the dot. Well, the dot, I mean, you shouldn't say the dot. It's the third eye that represents their religion, okay? And what we wanted to recreate here at the Wheeler Spa is the feeling of an ashram so that you're not paying. We don't want people to feel like they're paying $800 a night, which is what they're paying. We want them to feel as if they've been invited here to learn the wisdom of the ages, and it happens to be a five-star spa.
But it's like it's free. No, I know where you're coming from. It's that's wonderful. I love that feeling.
Exactly, exactly. We want people to forget right away that it's costing them $8.5-$9 bills a night. And excuse me, I'm choking because we just had curried. We had a curry dish because that's an Indian dish. And then I said, after you're done with your curry, let's go out back and we'll meditate. And that's where we are right now. But the Indians are still out here, and I let them do their thing.
Well, now, why are the Indians, if it's India, why these Indians?
Because I'm paying for them, so.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to get a money's worth, right?
Well, I don't want it to sound non-spiritual. I think I shouldn't have said that. It's not that I'm paying for them, but yeah, I am. It's that I want them to feel a part of the Indian, you know, experience.
We have Dean Wheeler with us, and we're about to listen in as Dean conducts his meditation class. I know you were doing a little bit of it last night with Phil Hendry on the air, and I thought it sounded so interesting, Dean. So I want to hear a little bit of it tonight. And I know that you have gathered a lot of people together to sort of partake, if you will, there in the a meditation. What exactly is going to take place?
Well, what we do is we have some New Age flute playing. There is a gentleman here who is a very spiritual guy. His name is Walt, and he actually is a musician, and he plays the flute, but we met him down here. And I'll tell you where we met him. We met him at the Marie Callender's because they have a jazz band, and he was playing flute, and I said, do you meditate? He said, sure. And I said, we'd love to have you at our ashram. And he said, you bet. And so we've got him here to play the flute and to help us in our meditation practices. Now, I don't know where he is. I'm sorry I'm stalling, but I just can't find him. And if I could get somebody, anybody from the hotel, Emeralda, my wife, would you find this guy, please? I know. I apologize.
Oh, so we're having a hard time. That's okay, Dean. It gives us a chance to continue to talk a little bit. So you're looking for the flute player.
Yeah, I'm looking for Walt. He plays the flute, and then what I do is I lead people through their meditation.
I'm very interested in meditation and New Age and nutritions and aromatherapy. I'm very, very interested in it. And every woman is these days, Dean. We're all wanting the best for our families. And that's why I want my young people and my husband to get into things like crystals and Wicca and I don't know, covens, you know?
Well, it really is important for a family to gather under a full moon and skin, you know, an animal, hopefully that's dead.
Well, of course, no, we don't want to take it that far out, but I would like to be under a full moon and everything.
Right, right. I think every family today, as we look at new alternative ways of living, Bobby, wants to join together in a coven and dance under the moon and read H.P. Lovecraft or whatever it is. I'm still looking into it myself, but I will tell you that I think it's healthy for families to do this, and we heartily encourage all families to join together and celebrate naked, but it's not sex.
Yeah, we've got to make that clear.
Yeah, you have to make that clear. Otherwise, they're going to think they have to.
Well, I hope that them being mother, father, and children, they'll figure it out.
Well, that's true. That's a good point, Steve.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I guess our guys...
Well, our kids would figure it out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay.
We're talking with Dean Wheeler, and they're looking for the flute player. This is the man that will play the flute, and then he'll give the meditation class. I don't know where your flute player is, but as the boys like to say, we're burning daylight.
I know. Oh, here he comes now. Walt is on his way down the pathway. Thank you. Hi, Walt. How are you? Okay, why don't you sit down and get going, all right? No, we've been looking for you for a half an hour. Start playing the flute. He wants to get a drink. What do you want? Honey, would you get a big... What do you want? Get a big tumbler of gin. Ice? No ice. Just pour it in a big tumbler of gin. A big tumbler, right? All right. Okay, so Walt is, as soon as we get him his glass of gin, and that's not spiritual. That is something that I frown on, but Walt is our flute player, and I think he uses it. Do you use it? Yeah, sure you do, for a spiritual. Okay, Walt, go ahead and hit it. And what I have here gathered, folks, we're on the radio tonight with Bobby Dudley.
My name is Bobby Dooley.
Oh, I'm sorry, with Bobby Dooley. Everybody, say hello to Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Okay, that's our class, and these are...
And these are all people staying at the hotel.
Yes, they're all staying at the hotel. Now, I want all of you, we've just had dinner, and a lot of you, have you gone to the toilet? Okay, we got a guy that needs to... Go ahead. Jesus. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, have you started meditating yet?
No, we've got one guy that's got to go. You really got to go, all right. You can can it, Walt. If you want, Walt, you can can it. Hey, Walt? Yeah, thanks.
You know what? We have a commercial break coming up.
Yeah, that would be probably better.
And we're going to go to work. What do I hear there?
That's that chimpanzee. I don't know how we got chimps in the tree around here. And I heard what your husband said about Man Camp. That is you're right. That is a slander. and I'd like to take that up with him later.
Well, I'm just trying to say, I heard Terry Tartahedian, I heard him go, yay, he fell in the pit.
That was Terry fooling around. I don't know what Terry's doing at night. It's none of my business. If he comes home and he's rubbing his rear end, hey, whatever, you know, sets you free, man, how come he's blaming me for that?
Well, Terry said that he fell into a bungee pit and he went butt first, you know.
On a bungee stake, yeah, sure. I don't think so.
Did you see one of these, Steve?
Yeah, we saw a bungee pit and everything. It was covered up with bamboo. You try to get a guy... Never mind.
I gave him the high sign. So, folks, my husband must be mistaken.
Yeah, that's great. No, we don't do that at all. Terry, if you're listening, you know what? I don't judge you. To each his own. You're as God made you. And if that's how you get your kicks, putting a splintered, pointed stake up your... Hey, you know what? I would never judge you in a million years. You're welcome to come back to man camp. I'd appreciate it if you would stay in our segregated housing. But that's between you and your maker.
All right, so that's enough said about that. But I do hear some chimps.
Well, let's see. That's what I said. I said it was one of the wild chimps. And you can hear that we do have a wild chimp here.
But you're in Novato, California.
Yeah? So what's that supposed to mean?
Well, there's no wild monkey in California, so far as anybody found out.
There's no wild... Well, I guess we got at least one, because guess what? You're listening to it.
Well, is it indigenous to California, or do you think it was brought here?
Brought here? What does that mean?
Never mind. I tell you what, Dean, hold on.
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to...
Dean Wheeler with us from the Wheeler Spa in Northern California. We're about to go through one of his meditation classes. I wish you'd just shut up, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Just shut. You're really irritating me. You're bringing up a lot of things that have no bearing. Mr. Wheeler is doing us a favor by letting us be inside the inner sanctum of the meditation. Okay?
I didn't mean to. God.
And quit being such a child about it, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to give you a taste of the meditation class as it goes on at the Wheeler Spa there in, you know, whatever. Welcome back, everyone, to the Phil Hendry Show, and I'm Bobby Dooley, and we're playing a song. How many of you remember this one? Big Stars 13. Won't you let me? I should play some music from when we were going to school, Steve. Like, what was the song you loved?
Oh, I like that song. Then Head Over Heels.
Oh, Head Over Heels. I love that. Get tickets for the dance. This sounds like this sounds like a classically depressed teenager from the 70s, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds good.
A lot of kids in those days would take their parents' pills, you know, even though they do that now, tragically. Get off my back. There, tell your dad, get off my back.
Yeah, I think he's England. I think he came from England to record this.
Who did?
The guy that sings came over from England to sing it.
Oh, he came over from England, okay. There's that la la la. Well, anyway, welcome back here, and we have Dean Wheeler with us. We're going to talk more with Dean about the meditation classes that they conduct there at Wheeler Spa. Dean, thank you so much for being patient.
Oh, no, thank you for being patient, Bobby and Steve. We finally got Wallace here, and everybody has gone to the toilet, and everyone has had their dessert, because I forgot we had Mrs. Barley. She had some Pepperidge Farm or something. I'd like to say that we do make our own desserts and we make everything organic, but tonight, for whatever reason, someone ran out and got Pepperidge Farm, and everyone preferred to eat that to whatever it was that Mrs. Barley was making. And I don't know what it was she was making. I know what it was. It was homemade. Yeah, it was homemade apple cobbler.
Well, that would be apple cobbler.
Yeah, that is apple cobbler.
No, this was it's crummy. Oh, I know, it was homemade apple cobble crumble.
I know cherry crumble.
Cherry crumble? Who's that?
You're talking about the dessert.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think that's what it was, but no one liked it, so they had to run out and get Pepperidge Farm. So is everyone enjoying? All right. We're going to, Walt, go ahead and give us some of the meditation. Yeah. All right, everyone, Bobby Dooley's here, all right. I want to tell everyone to ignore the sound of that chimpanzee. I'm going to get our groundskeeper to get it out of the tree. And I know it's disturbing some of the people, Bobby.
I can hear the monkey, yes.
Yeah, it's disturbing some of the people. That's all right, Mr. Alphonse. He's going to get that chimp out of the tree. I said the same thing, you know, bait it, trap it, shoot it if you have to, but get it the hell out of that tree. So you and I are on the same page, sir, all right? Everyone, I want you all, as Ms. Dooley listens and the radio audience across America listens, I want you all to imagine yourselves leaving your bodies, and you're elevating above your bodies, and you're even looking down on your bodies as you're hearing Walt play the soothing flute music that he's playing right now. What is he doing? Tell him not to riff like that. He's going, that's it. Can you feel yourselves leaving your bodies? Can you feel yourselves floating above?
Dean Wheeler right now, if you've just tuned in, is doing a meditation class on the air for me, Bobby Dooley, and Steve Dooley, too.
And let's try it again. And this time, yeah, everyone soothe out and chill down. And imagine that the energy of the universe is flowing right up through your spine. The prana is entering now your nose, and it's going out one nostril and coming in the other. This is something, Ms. Dooley, that I read in a yoga book. I don't know what it means.
Well, when it goes out one nostril and in the other, I think that's like they're not getting it, you know?
Yeah, like one ear and not the other.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, everyone, if you're meditating, you should be meditating. Don't let the energy go out the nostril. Keep it in. So if it goes up the nostril, keep it in your skull or wherever it's going to be. And allow yourself to leave your body and float. And you look at your body and you're going, who needs that? I am now floating and spiritual. I can go anywhere I want. In the middle of this night, I can travel thousands of miles and visit far-off cities and go and do anything that I might want to do. Go and sightsee or have a meal and come back. All right, yeah. Now, everyone, okay, let's talk a little bit about this, if we could. And I see you, Derek. Now, you said you left your body? I don't think you did, and I'll tell you why. Everyone else, keep meditating. Just like last night, I saw you take at least three fingers. And was something itching you up the crack of your... Because you were just jamming your fingers up there. Well, the reason why I ask is because how could you be out of body if you were doing that?
Dean's talking to one of the meditators, the students.
Yeah, and they're learning how to meditate.
Yeah, and they're learning how to meditate.
Well, how could you be doing out of body if at the same time you're jamming three fingers up? I know you had an itch. It was obvious it was itching. But if it was itching, then you didn't leave your body. You're still in your body with your fingers up your rear end. You understand? I'm sorry to have to put it so graphically. I know you're spending $900 a night, but there's no way I can tell you that you're having an out-of-body experience when you've got your finger stuck all the way up there. God! I'm sorry, Bobby and Steve and your radio audience, I apologize.
Well, you know what? You are like the guru who is the strong taskmaster, and you have to drive these pupils.
Right, and I tell them that, you know. You are the grasshoppers, and I am the... I said I'm the lawnmower, but that doesn't work. Grasshopper, yeah, you're not the grasshopper. All right, everyone, let's all just now stop meditating. Now, did you leave your body, Tabitha? You left your body? Uh-huh, and you felt light as a feather. Good, good. And that felt good to you? Huh? Tabitha, and I'm not speaking out of school. Tabitha, can I tell everyone? Tabitha's got a weight problem, Bobby and Steve and everyone at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She has a weight problem. She is morbidly obese. And we have had to bring in the hold around and different carts to carry her from one part of the resort to the other. And yet, just now, meditating, she said she was flying and floating and doing everything. There's only one problem with that, Tabitha. Like our friend over here, Steve, or not Steve, Eric, or whatever your name is, the guy that with his fingers up his rear end, yeah, you. You were doing something similar, only it was somewhere else you had the fingers. No, no, no. You were looking for gold. See, I would love for all of you...
Can I ask a question?
Hold on for a minute, Bobby. I'd love to say that all of you are having out-of-body experiences. It's impossible, though, if in Tabitha's case, she's got two knuckles up her nose. You understand what I mean by two knuckles? Who knows what that means? What does it mean, Bob?
Well, she had her finger up her nose.
I got to quit smoking. I'm kidding. I just had a little bit of a hay fever. That's exactly right, Bob. And who knows how Jerry or Ben or whatever the hell your name, what's your name? Marvin. How Marvin, he didn't have an out-of-body experience, because why? He had his fingers up his rear end. Okay? Isn't that right? You, Bob?
Yeah, that's the same deal. Same dynamic.
It's the same dynamic. Exactly. So we're going to try it again, and Bobby and everybody at home, they're listening in on the radio, so let's do this like a bunch of people that know what they're doing, because, you know, the reputation of my hotel is on the line. I mean, not my hotel, my ashram is on the line, and I'd like you people to... Go ahead, Walt. How's that gin? You want some more? Get him another glass, will you, Emeralda? Just don't give me an argument. Go get him another glass. All right, so Bobby and Steve, we are now going to conduct our second phase. Now I want you all to imagine yourselves as little, tiny, astral plane beings, okay? You are about 3 inches high. You've got pointed ears. That's right. You've got long, straight, pointed noses, and you're wearing little hats with feathers in them. If you're seeing a Keebler elf, that's good. If you look like it, that's good. That's good. That's where I want you to go. Think Keebler elf. Think, what's that? That's very funny. It's just, Mr. Murgantroyd said, can I, and the cookies too? Yeah, go ahead and make yourself a cookie, sir. And Tabitha, not you, though. I'm kidding, dear. All right, so, everyone, now, you're an elf, okay? Now, what's the first thing you want to do? You? Yeah, Bob? Have sex with... All right, let's just keep on trying this. No, not having sex with a big, giant woman. I beg your pardon, sir? Okay, that's not the spirit that we want to have. He just asked me, well, how big's my penis? If you're an elf, how big do you think? Never mind.
We need to take another break, and this is getting a little graphic.
I apologize, folks. I really do.
So let's take another break. This is Bobby Dooley, along with Steve Dooley, and we are listening in on a very fascinating session of meditation instruction at the Wheeler Spa in Northern California. And Dean has been giving people instruction in the Wheeler method of meditation, where you have out of body. And I think it's very key to note that Dean recognizes that, and can we get some spiritual music to go out with? Great. That Dean recognizes when people are not really out of body because they are reaching up and, you know.
Well, he had two knuckles up the nose.
Two knuckles up the nose. So we're going to go out now with something very spiritual. What's this called, Steve?
This is called Pearl Necklace.
Oh, really? What is this about?
This is a meditation of, you know, like the pearls of wisdom and everything.
Oh, this is nice. Okay. Oh, great. So we'll be back here with more of the meditation instruction on The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is The World of Phil Hendry, and I'm Bobby Dooley. And welcome, everybody, to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. And we've had so much fun this evening talking with you about... Oh, I forgot to tell everyone. This is a song called Boogie Oogie Woogie Doogie, or whatever it's called. This is another one from the 70s.
Yeah, I remember this one. My mom and dad used to listen to this one, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Your father went to prison, though, did he?
Well, I mean...
I hope this isn't the karaoke version, because I think that's really cheap if they do that.
I think it is.
Oh, my God. Well, in any event, Oogie Boogie Doogie, or whatever it's called, that was a big hit when it came out in the 1970s. We have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and he is talking with us about meditation. You can turn that off now, Steve.
Hey.
Turn it off, Steve, okay?
No, there's singing right there.
I know, honey. Turn it off.
See? I told you I bought the right one.
That's wonderful, honey. Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I can sing better than that one. All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Let's get back to Dean is still conducting his meditation class, so let's listen in.
Right, exactly. And so when you are trying to touch your nose with your tongue, you're not meditating. What you're doing is a stunt. Oh, I know. There's a lot of yogis in India that know how to do all kinds of stuff. But when you're sitting there trying to touch your nose with your tongue, you're not doing the Wheeler meditation. Wheeler meditation is sitting and going out of your body. Yes, Bob?
I thought I went out of my body because I seen it.
Right, I know, but you were sitting there trying to touch your nose with your tongue. Why?
I want to see if I could do it.
So you're not out of your body. You're still in your body. You're still thinking about your body. You're doing something with your body. That's not out of body. That's in body.
Is that bad?
It's not doing the Wheeler meditation. You fat ass. God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
God, man.
Oh, now everybody's getting up and leaving. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry.
I want my money back.
Okay, well, you want your money back? You big, fat slob. There. There, I might as well do it all away because you want your money back, don't you?
I was going to think about it. Now I definitely...
Oh, great. Everyone has just got up and left, Bobby.
Well, Dean, I think that that's probably something that you're going to have to take under advisement. I don't think calling that man a big, fat slob...
Yeah, I'd probably, you know...
Well, I know, but how many times do I have to say to this fat tub of guts? I'm sorry.
See, Dean, you are a meditator, and everyone goes to your class to learn how to be, you know, Steve.
Yeah, they go, they want to know about being peaceful.
I know they want to know about being peaceful, and I want to teach them how to be peaceful. But when I tell this guy, Bob, who is in, he's in the Cedar Room, which is a $1,500 a night, it's our $1,500 a night lodge. He and his wife are there. And he said he really wanted to get the full meditation treatment, and so I've got him sitting here, and he's trying to touch his nose with his tongue.
Well, why was he doing that?
Because his wife said she knew a guy once that knew how to do that. And so instead of meditating, he's doing that. I said, well, you're not. And then he claimed that he was out of body, and I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. Now, this guy owns an electrical firm in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm sure he's got a lot of people to do exactly what he tells them to do, and I'm sure he makes a lot of money. That's fine. You don't come to my place and tell me what's up. He's saying, well, yes, I did go out of body. I said, it's impossible if you're trying to touch your nose with your tongue. And I said, what is that about anyway? Is that sexual? He goes, wouldn't you like to know? And I said, okay, that right there tells me that yes, it is. And he goes, well, what, are you jealous? I said, I'll be jealous when I see you actually.
Well, I know what you're up against. These are people that are there spending a lot of money, and ostensibly, I think is the word. It's a good word, ostensibly.
What does that mean, honey?
Well, ostensibly means, what's it mean, Dean?
Ostensibly means, it's got something to do with stencils, right?
No, I think it means, well, anyway, you've got a lot of people there that are paying money to be meditation and to be all peaceful and to be guru-like. But they still want to party.
Well, that's it. And I said, look, if you still want to party, don't come to our meditation session because the meditation session is deadly serious. It's deadly serious. I mean, people that try to mess with me and try to F with me during my meditation sessions, we do have a bungee pit. I was lying to you, Steve. We do. We don't have it for for you guys that are trying to escape man camp. If you want out of here, good riddance to bad rubbish. We don't care. But anybody that messes with my meditation class, I'll pick them up over my head, like Frankenstein picked up Dwight Frye in The Bride of Frankenstein, and throw them into the bungee pit on a stake. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how seriously I take it. Now, this fat tub of guts, Bob.
When you say fat tub of guts, though.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people. They want to go up there and spend money on the meditation.
Well, no, now I'm ruined. I mean, the guy was giving me an argument on the air, and I had to say what I had to say. And he says to me, oh, I went out of body. No, you didn't. How could you be out of body when you're touching your nose or trying to touch your nose with your tongue? So I told him, and he wouldn't listen. I told him he wouldn't listen. I finally said, get your fat ass and hike it out of here, man, before I do something I'll regret for the rest of my life.
That is very serious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Dean. We enjoy going out of man camp and everything.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy man camp, because from the way I heard it, one of your buddies fell in a bungee pit or something.
Well, that was a guy, you know, Terry.
If he gets home and he's rubbing his rear end with a bloody rag, that's his trouble, man. That's not mine, brother. That's not mine, you know. That's on him, not me, okay? When I get it, you'll get it.
Well, Dean, thank you very much for sharing with us tonight your Wheeler Spa. I'm going to take away from this tonight a lot of lessons for my gals, you know, especially in my circle of taste gals. We get together once a week, or not once a week, once a month, Steve?
When you do the nude walk.
We get together once a month, Dean, as per your advice, and we do our nude walk. And now these are the gals from our circle of taste. We're the most fit. And yes, I'll say it. I don't think it's a sin to say it. We're the most physically attractive women in the Western States areas, you know.
Of course.
And so we do a nude walk. We do it at 5 a.m., so it's not fully light out. But we do one circle, one circumference around the entire Western Estates area, neighborhood. And we do it for health. We do it to get a little bit of sun on those areas that might not. We also do it to show other ladies in, Western Estates, Steve.
Yeah, how to look nude.
Right. I think it's important for women to know what they're supposed to look like when they are nude.
Well, thank you, Dean, and we hope to bring you back if I ever get the opportunity to fill in for Phil Hendry again.
Well, I'm sure you will. You're doing a great job, and it's really been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Dean Wheeler, and good luck with the, he's really doing a good job there. I know that it's very frustrating to have people who are saying, oh, I'm meditating.
Yeah, that lady wasn't that big fat guy wasn't meditating, trying to touch his nose with his tongue.
Boogie Boogie, here it is with the Boogie Woogies. What's the name of the group?
It's Taste of Honey.
I thought this was called Taste of Honey and the group was called the Oogie Boogie Woog.
What are you talking about?
Well, Steve, then tell me the right way. We'll be right back here on The Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dylan. Here's Oogie Boogie. Welcome back, everyone, and this is Bobby Dooley. It is the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm filling in. I guess a lot of you are probably saying, well, I think I recognize that name, but I don't really know who she is. Well, I'm the one that does the podcast.
Yeah, we've got podcast number 44 going to be coming up soon.
And we're going to do our podcast for tomorrow, and if you want to listen to the Bobby Dooley podcast, you can access that on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on just everything, you know, everywhere that you want to. See, this is the internet, and you can go anywhere in the world and hear the Bobby Dooley podcast. You can go to Africa. You can go to, what was that one country, Steve, they were talking, was very interesting.
Sri Lanka?
No, not Sri Lanka, although that's a country too. It was way, way far away. It was Golia or Mongoloid or...
Well, not Mongolia.
Was that it?
No. That we know about Russia.
No, I know about Russia. I mean, everyone knows about Russia. It was a country way, way far away. And my point was that I was making to Steve when we were watching this National Geographic show, I can tell you that it was one of those countries where the women are nude.
Well, that's Africa.
Only they were white women. They were white women.
They were white women that walk around nude.
Yeah, they were white women walking around nude with purses and, do you know what I mean?
No, I've seen Africa and everything like that.
Well, we've got to find out the answer. I was watching this TV program, and I'm thinking, God, there's a country that's way, way far away. And yet, with the internet, you can hear the Bobby Dooley podcast. You can hear the Phil Hendry show. You can hear any the Stephanie Miller show, the Tom Hartman show, the Mike Malloy. All those shows you can hear, you know, even if you're in a country that's way far away. But I'm trying to find out the name of this country. The women walk around with no tops on. No, it's not Africa, because they were white women and they had blonde hair. And they had purses.
Really? I never heard of any... White people generally are not allowed to get nude.
What do you mean white people are generally not allowed to get nude?
No, they don't allow themselves to be nude.
Well, this was a country that was far away. I'd never heard of it, and it was on the TV. So maybe we'll find out. Maybe Gene Abercrombie.
I'm looking into it now. Do you know the name of the the TV program?
I don't know, Gene. It wasn't National Geographic. I know the country was Narika Nudita.
Well, I'm thinking, was it a nudist colony?
Well, it was nudist colony, yes. It was nudist colony, Steve.
That's not a country, though.
That's not a country. Okay, what is that?
A nudist colony, which I don't think they have anymore, is a place where people go to get nude and do the do and the funky chicken. I don't know.
Well, a nudist colony, okay. All right. Isn't that way far away?
No, nudes can be anywhere. The thing about being nude, you can be anywhere.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, so that wasn't a country. That was a nudist colony.
Yes, a nudist colony. And a nudist colony is not a country. That's just a place where people can go.
Is that in America?
Yes, they have nudist colonies here.
Oh, well, then I messed that up. I'm so sorry, everyone. I thought it was, well, wherever, let me just go back to my original point. If you are on Antarctica, if you're on the Arctica.
Where the North Pole is.
Where the North Pole is. If you're in Russia, if you're in China, if you're in Canada, any of those countries, you can get the Bobby Dooley podcast. So forget about everything I said. I feel so stupid about being in a country called Nuditica. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that'd be a country, if it was nude, I'd think that'd be good.
Well, yeah, if it was a country and people were nude, I suppose the name of the country would be Nuditica or something along those lines. Well, that was interesting. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm filling in for Phil here tonight. What a night we've had. We've had on our good friend Amalio Fandango from our security. We had on Dean Wheeler, who is teaching us gals how to meditate. I want to get into a story now so that in case you read or hear about it, you'll know really what happened. The other day, as we were preparing for the Wintertacular, which is one of four main festivals that we have here at Western Estates, and the Western Estates Homeowners Association sponsors each of these main fertility festivals. Now, when I say a fertility festival, I'm not talking about a native celebration, okay, where everyone's running around and it's like, you know, Steve?
Yeah, it's not about like going on the Mutiny on the Bounty and everyone's dancing and going, hey, there, hi there, ho there.
Yeah, it's not one of those. It's a party, and we pattern it after the traditional fertility festivals. Yes, we do have the Queen of the Fertility. That's me. That's always me. So it's not like we're doing it for real. I wear the ceremonial headdress. I take it off my head, and I put it on any woman that I deem the sacrificial victim. And then she's lifted up and tossed in the air, and the men take her away for about 15 minutes. Nothing happens, but you're supposed to imagine what's going on. Then she comes back, and she's supposed to look all exhausted and stagger around. Karen Nefertiti did it last year, and she claimed the guys really did sort of manhandle her. And I said, you're a dirty liar. And the police were called. I gave a statement. She gave a statement. And Steve gave a statement, who she said was the main one pawing her. You have assured me, Steve, on many occasions, no, you did not, correct?
That is absolutely right. I did not. And neither did Bill Carper. He calls himself Dill. And I say, I got nothing to do with that, man. You want to call yourself Dill? You have at it, you know, because the mind...
Well, the mind goes places when you call yourself Dill, especially after being accused of manhandling Karen Nefertiti, who is a notorious gossip. She's always imagining... I shouldn't say this because we're on the radio and she's out there. But you know what? You're welcome to come on the program, Karen, and dispute what I'm saying. But when you are, you know the fertility right. Part of that is when the men take you off behind one of the sheds in our service area. And then they make a lot of, ooh. So what do you do, Steve?
Well, we make a lot of noise like, hey, woo, you know, like, you know.
Like it's a fertility dance.
Yeah.
But nothing's going on. Now, when she came back, she claimed that Steve, quote, pawed her, end quote. What did she mean by that?
She said that she was all imagining everything about, she said, I cupped her butt cheek or something. Maybe I did by mistake, you know.
Because it's very wild and rambunctious back there.
Exactly. What do you mean back there?
Behind the shed. I'm not talking about back there, meaning her, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't know. Bobby, come on. You know, I'm very nervous people call me some kind of a perv.
Well, I understand that, Steve. I'm talking about behind the shed.
No, nothing. I inadvertently cupped a butt cheek.
So Steve inadvertently cupped a butt cheek. I would hardly call that pawing and manhandling. In Karen's world, darling, if you're listening, I think you know what I'm saying is true. In your world, you should consider that flattery.
Okay.
If a man cups a butt cheek, if I were you... I'd say, oh, thank God, you know.
Yeah, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Exactly. Because I think that at the end of the day, we have to be thankful for these small kindnesses, as, you know, as the man once said, you know, thank God for these small kindnesses. All right, let's take a break, everyone. We'll be right back. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is the World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley.
She's Bobby Dooley.
Don't be a smartass. And welcome back, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and this is the World of Phil Hendry. And we're sort of celebrating the 70s here. This was inspired by our engineer, our technical director, Nikki. She thinks a lot of this music is a hoot. I do, too. And we had such a good time with this music when we were kids.
I know this song. Go on, hey, do it.
Did you put on platform shoes?
Yeah, I was out of bike. I was 8 years old. My dad had platform. And when I'm walking around in them.
I bet you looked adorable, 8 years of age, with your little platforms on. Oh, God. And the polyester, Nikki just said polyester suits. You know something, Steve? You look really cute tonight. I know I've slapped you a couple of times.
Well.
You do, and I really think it's unfair, and you gals out there, you know this. When your guy looks so cute and sexy that, you know, you have no business. How dare you be cute? Come here.
Ow.
That's right.
God, Bobby.
That's right. How dare you be cute and sexy while I'm trying to do a show? Just sit down there. Don't you go away. I want to look at you. he's really an animal. And Steve, I love very much, obviously. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. I don't think that this is anything that needs to be all that private. But Steve can't sexually perform if he smells pork being barbecued, if there is air conditioning running, or if he's not in L.A. County.
Oh, my God. Why is he going?
Steve, I don't think I'm talking out of school. I think it's fairly normal.
No, it's not. I've been told by several guys.
No, no, no. Other than that, the point I'm trying to make, Steve, if you'd let me finish, is he is a wonderful lover, a very attentive and caring and gentle and wonderful and exciting man. But we have to be careful. As I said, if there's, we don't barbecue pork. If we do, we make sure that Steve and I have already had sex so that I don't demand it of him while we're making the piled pork product. I forget how you say that, Steve.
It's just piled pork sandwich. God, why do you have to tell people?
Oh, look at him. He's all getting, are you going to whine and cry? Steve, every man out there has his weak spot, okay?
Yeah, but I mean...
Okay, so if we barbecue pork, like the boys love the piled pork pop. I can't say it without wanting to add another word that starts with a P.
I want you to say piled pork product, but the putts.
God, look at how bitter you are, because I brought up the... And the other thing is when there's air conditioning running, it bothers him because he realizes there's someone keeping cool and relaxing, and he feels like he's now even more in demand to perform while someone is sitting there under an air conditioner waiting for him to be sexual. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I guess we got to tell everybody about it.
And then the other one is he can't sexually perform if we're not in L.A. County. Now, this was very interesting. And I don't think I'm talking out of school, Steve.
No, not at all.
I thought I'd try something. We were driving, and we were on our way out to the desert. And I said, okay, Steve, we're in, like, I named a city that's not in L.A. County, just beyond the border. I said, we're in Riverside now. So why don't we stop at a motel and just spend the night, and then we'll be fresh to go into the desert tomorrow. So I said, we're in Riverside now, Steve. And Steve's all, oh, wow, okay. Well, we got into the hotel room. Guess what?
Yeah, I still couldn't. And you know why? Because I saw a sign, and it said Hemet. I knew we were still in L.A.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did. I said, I know we're still in L.A. County.
Well, I don't remember. So we tried to have sex, and we couldn't. And I went, oh, my God, his body knows. Steve's mind is in Riverside County, but his, you know...
My penis.
His penis is still... And I don't think I'm saying anything out of school, girls. His penis is still in L.A. County. But now you're telling me you knew.
Yeah, because the sign said Hammett. Oh, God.
Steve, grow up.
Yeah, but...
No, grow up right now. Stop that.
God.
I slapped you across the face because you're a stud and you're sexy... And you're making Mama crazy right now.
I know that, but you had to tell everybody about the piled pork products.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I wanted to tell everyone. You're so cute. Come over here for a minute.
Ow.
Yeah. Aren't I right, girls? Sometimes your man is just so cute and so adorable, you want to smack him across the face and go, how dare you distract Mama from what she has to do? So we've only got a few more minutes to go, and then you're mine. You're all mine, big boy. So what should we do? Let's take a phone call. Oh, excuse me. I swallowed something rather thick. What was that?
Well, you had some cottage cheese.
Some cottage cheese. Yeah, sure. That's what it was.
No, it was. There was not cottage cheese?
Oh, you're right. We did have cottage cheese. Oh, I know. Guess who's on the phone again? It's Lloyd Bonafide, and Lloyd wants to talk to us again about Nova Joint. Lloyd, I am excited to hear about this product.
Bobby and what's his name again?
My name's Steve.
Steve, hey Steve, you want to go out later and get a piled pork product? What do you call it? The pork sausage sandwich?
Shut up, Lee. Cut it out.
Yeah. We'll go get some. Hey, how about we go get a bacon lettuce and tomato and lettuce and bacon sandwich?
You mean like a BLT?
Yeah. Let's go. That's what it is. Let's go get a BLT. Okay.
What's that stand for?
What?
What does a BLT stand for?
What does BLT stand for? It stands for the bacon, God almighty, I don't know. You know something? My mind doesn't work very clearly, but you want to know what feels better every day, every passing second of every day? My joints, my bones, they feel better and better because I'm now taking Nova Joint. You know, I used to get a lot of joint stress. I used to have a lot of pain. Because of what I did for a living, I owned a heating and plumbing business, crawling around in crawl spaces, lifting things, and after a while, you get, you know, kind of sore, and I couldn't sleep at night, and of course, that causes a lot of low energy and everything like that. Well, I take one dose a day of NovaJoint. There's no allergens, no gluten. You got to remember, you, Ms. Dooley, you know about the gluten, right?
Oh, gluten is bad, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no gluten. Forget the gluten. If you're a gluten freak, if you can't get enough gluten, if you're one of these freaks, you know, forget it. No gluten, no caffeine, no fillers, no artificial ingredients at all, NovaJoint. It's not simply eggshell membrane and a capsule. But I told the one guy, I said, if you sell me eggshell membrane and a capsule one more time, buddy, I'm going to go medieval all over you. I mean, I'm going to be on you like stink on a road apple. See what I'm saying? See what I said there?
What's that?
I said, stay there. So NovaJoint is the alternative to numerous glucosamine, chondroitin, eggshell membrane, and simple copycat product. Nothing copycat about NovaJoint. It is the consumer version of the successful clinical formula that the people at NovaJoint have developed, and they've helped thousands of patients. So you can work, you can play, you can sprint. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Now, there's two products that I want to recommend, and here are your coupon codes, PHIL30.
Now, we should let people write this down, right, Lloyd?
Yeah, well, I hope they write down PHIL30 or PHIL90. The best deal is the 90 caps. That's what I go for. And also, remember, NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com. Visit the webpage to learn more about NovaJoint. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you're talking about you're not too bright, but your joints feel good.
That's exactly. I'm not very bright, but by God, my body feels fantastic. And that's all that counts now.
So that's NovaJoint. Thank you, Lloyd, and I'm glad you're feeling so much better.
Thank you, Bobby and Steve. Good luck there, Steve. Hey, Steve. Hey, what do you want what's it called?
The bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah, what do you want on your bacon, lettuce, and tomato? More bacon? Huh?
Why don't you shut up, old man, okay?
You tell me to shut up. I'll come over there, and I'll put my foot so far up your you-know-what that you'll have three Adam's apples. How's that feel?
God, shut up.
Oh, he's going to cry.
Well, thank you very much, Lloyd. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bonafide and NovaJoint. Honey, don't be so moody about the pork product. Every man has his Achilles heel when it comes to sex.
Okay.
Sex is really important to the happiness of a couple. There's no question about it. But not every man can be a robot. You know, you have to be able to forgive your man and let him relax one or two nights out of the month or every 6 months or so, as I think is normal. And then I tell Steve, you know, what's wrong? And I'll look at him in a very judgmental way and eyeball him up and down as he stands there crying at the foot of the bed. And I'll say, well, I'm going to go get a drink and, you know, go read a magazine, and then leave the bedroom. And he's standing there whimpering like a, I'm kidding, honey.
Well, that's not half what you do.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
Well?
Steve, quit sniveling, please, because I'm beginning to get turned off by it.
Okay.
So I just got the one-minute high sign, and we'll be back with more. We'll wrap up here, and I want to tell you the story of Tara Wiebe Walker and how she got removed from the circle of taste. I think that's a very important story. And I keep forgetting to tell that story. So we'll tell you the story of Tara Wiebe Walker when we come back here on The Phil Hendry Show. And I am Bobby Dooley.
God, why don't you get to it already?
I had a hard time finding the music, Steve. Would you shut up?
Do it.
Yeah, we're burning daylight over here.
Do we have a lot of time left? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she said there's 10 seconds, Steve.
You're the one that did the music.
Why don't you shut the hole under your nose? And welcome back, everyone, to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is a very important song because we've been talking about sex between consenting adults. That's what this is about.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some apples.
And Steve, this song, Steve, are you paying attention?
Yeah.
This song is about this man having sex with the other man's wife. See, listen to how they're harmonizing. The light of day. Doesn't it disgust you in a lot of ways?
Yeah, and I listen to Lynch, she's all harmonizing like, oh, wow, I'm going to have sex with that other guy.
Oh, God, this is disgusting because now they're singing. She's thinking of the other husband working up an appetite for her. I wonder, did you ever see the Starland Vocal Band?
I think I did. I think they were, yeah.
They're beasts, right?
I think they did have big fat.
That, listen. If I heard some slut singing this way about my husband, I can tell you that she'd be bleeding. Well, that nose, that cute little nose of yours, the little pixie nose of yours, boom. Okay, because I do bring it. I do. I throw down. When it comes to my man.
Are you trying to tell me that those ladies are singing about having sex with other guys?
That's what I was told. Listen, this song is not only about them having sex in the afternoon. That much I can live with that. But when they sing so melodiously about having sex with the other girl's husband, that's when I will beat her face.
Molly, take it easy, God.
No, I won't take it easy. I think there's women out there that understand what I'm saying. Listen to this. Oh, Mike, I would beat that slut to death.
Oh, you can't. That's against the law, Bobby.
I don't care if it's against the law. Listen to those two whores. Oh, are you working up an appetite? Turn it off. Turn it off.
God, Bobby, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. I don't want to hear a song where two beasts are singing about wanting to have... They're working up an appetite? I'll bet they are. For either you or an entire hog. A whole... God, I didn't think I'd feel emotional about this, but I am. They're working up an appetite, Steve, either for you, my husband, or a whole side of hog.
God, I had no idea a song about that.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. I had no idea. I was told by Nikki... I remember the song because my mother loved it. She sang it all the time. Thinking of you's working up an... And I remember saying, oh, mother, you sound like a Billy. And she goes, what? And I said, a hillbilly. And she goes, oh. Because my mother didn't know that that's bad grammar. And I said, mother, that's bad grammar. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. She goes, what? Because my mother was really so... I loved my mother dearly. But she was such a moron. And my father married her. Why? Why do you think my father married her?
Because she had big...
You got it. Because of her large breasts. But I loved her. But she sang the song, and I think, okay, well, it's about, you know, I guess, you know, I was only like 8 or 9 years old, and I'm hearing about them going home and having sex. Okay, fine. Now I find out it's about those two hogs thinking of the other hog's husband.
Oh, so that's about swinging.
It's about swinging, exactly. That was the word I was looking for. It's about swinging. And that will not stand. That will not stand.
Bobby, God, not like you're talking about 9-11 or something. They blowed up a building or something.
It's my 9-11. Okay. It's my 9-11.
Well, Bobby.
No, not well, Bobby, anything. If some beastoid... who just waddled out of the nail salon. God, I can't believe how emotional I feel. I loved this song, and now I find out that it's about a couple of hogs waddling out of a nail salon and looking at each other and going, can't wait to have sex with your husband.
Oh! Oh! Honey, here's the bucket.
I'm so sorry.
God.
Oh! And I made fun of Phil Henry the other night when he came back to... He called me up and he said, Bobby, I'm going to be very sick tomorrow. I may not make it. He did make it in. But he called up after he'd come back from drunk history, and I could hear him dry heaving and retching into a waste paper basket.
God, that's what you just did.
That's exactly what I just did, thinking of some pig. And do you know how old those pigs are now? They're probably like 70.
Oh. Well, at least they're probably not...
No, yes, they are. They're still working up an appetite for each other's old, elderly husband. Oh, God.
Well, I forgive me. I mean, I forgive you. I mean, forgive me. That's what I want to say. I didn't know.
Well, I don't think any of us did know. I think we're so innocent. All right, let me get that out of my mind. Let me get the vision of that out of my mind. I do suggest you go to YouTube and look up Starland Vocal Band or Starland Vocal Herd. Jeez. Because the disgust, the absolute disrespect they have for marriage, to think that that song, when it came out in the 70s, was a big hit, I don't think people really knew what they were listening to. Yes, we thought it was a song about having sex, but having sex with the other woman's husband and thinking about and working up an appetite and every other grotesque and unseemly thing really sickens me to my very core. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the world of Phil Hendry. The other day, we were working up a song for our Wintertacular, My Heart Will Go On, from the movie Tanic. And we were practicing a dance step. If you go to my fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/Bobby Dooley, you'll see me
working up an appetite.
Would you shut your mouth, please, Steve? It's not funny.
Sorry.
You'll see me and three other gals from our Circle of Taste practicing a dance step for our Wintertacular from the song My Heart Will Go On for the movie Titanic. Now, I inadvertently, you'll see me laughing. The song is very serious. Obviously, it's a very romantic song. And the step you see us doing, we're striding into the lifeboat. We are carrying with us our belongings, and we're stepping into the lifeboat. During that step, I inadvertently broke wind, and I left. Because I am the grand dame taster of the Circle of Taste, I have the prerogative of laughing at farts and things like that. The other ladies do not, and because it is very childish. In going over the photograph later, I noticed that the gal on the far right, Tara Wiebe Walker, was stifling a laugh. That was brought to my attention by Kim Burston Birchin, who is one of our gal pals. So she's prospecting to become a runway model, and then eventually, of course, whatever the next step is, I forget what it is. So I had to call her up, and I said, you know what, we have to remove you from the Circle of Taste because you did laugh when I cut one. And she said, well, Bobby, it was really funny. And I said, we've got to be grown up about this. She said, well, you laughed. I said, yes, because I have the inner chamber right to do that. I mean, what, you know, how many times do I have to say that? And she's all, well... So she turned and walked away, and I said, well, this was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, because I thought she was going to keep on crying, and I saw today where their home is up for sale. So that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, but I had to let her know that she was throwed out. Now, what I didn't tell her, and I hope she never finds out.
Well, why are you going to talk about it on the radio?
What's that?
Why are you going to talk about it on the radio?
Because it's part of the world of film. What are you talking about, Steve? I'm talking about it on the radio because it's part of I'm Bobby Dooley.
I know, but she's going to find out.
No, she won't. She doesn't listen to talk radio programs.
Oh.
I don't think she does. One of the reasons why we really wanted to move Tara out is her calves are way thicker than I originally thought they were. When we brought her into Circle of Taste, I thought she had a full-figured look. But I didn't notice that the calves are fat and thick.
Almost wrestler-like and muscular.
Yes, almost almost female rescular or
wrestler.
Wrestler-like. The calves are full and thick. The ankles are thick and fat. And you can almost see the thigh thickening out into a big muscular butt. You know, I'm sorry to have to put it that way, but...
No, it's understandable.
You know, yeah, it really is. So I said to the gals, I said, look, ostensibly, that's that word again, I'm going to look that up, but I said, we'll tell her it's because she laughed when I farted, but it's really because of how muscular that butt's got to be. And she wears those big Santa Claus dresses.
Yeah, that kind of, to me, was a dead giveaway, and I would say it this time if I could.
Go ahead, honey.
I told my wife, I said, she's wearing a big Santa Claus dress. That's a dead giveaway on something. And my wife said, why? And I said, well, Santa Claus don't wear no dress.
And that was a dead, yeah. See, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So, but I did say, what about Mrs. Claus? What did you say, Steve?
Well, I forget, but...
I know it made a lot of sense at the time. So she is out of the circle of taste. We need a fourth gal to round out our quartet for the Wintertacular. And, of course, we are looking now through our files of our Circle of Taste members. It's a very select group. We do need a gal whose thighs are like mine, I guess. If you want to know what you should look like, please do go to my fan page and look at the picture of me. And you'll see how my butt is the right size. I mean, I hate to...
No, it's okay, honey. I mean, you got to...
You know, I really... You got to tell it like it are. Or tell it like, you know, like... You have to tell it like it is and tell it like it is, you know, and that's what I done did. I told it like it, or like it should be, anyway. We're going to be right back here with the rest of the world of Phil Hendry, and the name of this show is I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm filling in for Phil Hendry, and I guess we're playing the Hustle again, aren't we?
Well, you got it on there.
Well, I don't want to keep hearing it ad nauseum. I want, where's my theme?
Bobby, you have to put the...
Please don't put your hands on me. I'll figure it out.
God, what's wrong with you?
I don't like this, those sluts singing about... Anyway, we'll be right back. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in here for Phil Hendry. This is our final segment. Again, I want you to pay very close attention to this song that ostensibly is about sex, but it's about swinging. And listen to this imbecile.
Yeah, this guy didn't.
This idiot has no clue. He's the guy. He doesn't matter. He's irrelevant. Listen to that hillbilly. What's right is right. Now listen to this. Well. Oh my God. Would you please take an axe to the still, honey, and then come on back in? We know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Well. Oh God. If I heard two women singing this way about feasting on my husband sexually, do you know what a flying knee kick is, Steve?
No.
I would do a flying knee kick into both of their faces so that they would look like Porky Pig. Their asses already do. Might as well get those noses going in the right direction, too.
God, Bobby, that's violent.
Oh, is it really? Oh, I'm sorry. It's violent? Oh, shoot. I forgot. What, you stupid or something, Steve?
I'm not giving up my ladies.
You know, honey, I found out from Nikki that these beasts are from Washington, D.C., and the two hillbillies they're married to that they trade off with. Oh, God. Now, Washington, D.C., my husband Steve and the boys, they were watching a football game one afternoon, and I think it was the Washington, what are they?
The Redskin.
The Redskin. And I remember this one player coming off the field after he took a knee to the face.
Oh, yeah, that guy looked like Porky Pig on steroids, man.
Yeah, this guy came off the field after he took a knee, and the nose was pushed up into Porky Pig country. And he's coming off the field, and he didn't even notice it. He was talking to the coach like, oh, shoot, they blocked the kick or whatever happened. Steve, was he the kicker?
Yeah, he's the kicker. And he missed it, and he goes to dive, and he put a knee in his face.
Yeah, he comes off the field with the nose shoved all the way up to his eyeballs. And he's all, gee whiz, coach, I'm sure sorry I blew that. And meanwhile, the coach is like, yo, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. But the coach is like, yeah, okay, Porky. He's like, what? Or I should say, he was like, what? Well... If there's any videotape available of that anywhere, I would love to. I'd buy it and then send it parcel post to Hog One.
Bobby, God, this is cruel.
No, I'd send it parcel post to Hog 1 and Hog 2 in the Starland Bacon Band.
Yeah, you're being mean.
No, I'm being real.
Okay.
I keep it real. That's what I'm about. Thinking of you's working up. Well, oh, God. Oh. All right, Margaret Gray is going to join us. Margaret's a singer. She's a professional singer. You've heard her every night on the Phil Henry Show. And I'm really glad to have you, dear. I know you and I a lot of times have had our run-ins, but what do you think of this group?
Well, I have to tell you, dear, I like the Starland Vocal Band. Now, I did not know that this song was about swinging, as in swinging with another woman's husband. So if what you're saying is true, yes, then absolutely I agree with you. But I used to love this song.
Well, so did I, honey. I mean, we all loved it. We all sang it.
I loved this song, and I sang it, you know, in cocktail lounges. Thinking of you working up an appetite, do-do-do-do-do, you know?
Well, I have to be honest with you. If I heard you singing that, and you were singing it for real, I'd want to throw a knee up into your kisser as well.
Yes, but there's a big difference between me and the Starland Hoglet Band, because you know that I don't mess, and I will throw down with you. You know that, don't you?
I know you'd like to think so.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know what? I don't want to get into it with you. All I want to say is that, you know, now that you know the meaning of this song, would you ever sing it again publicly?
Well, honey, I, you know, songs as the great Charles Osvarant said, or whatever his name is, Azenvor said, he said there are three writers to a song, the one who wrote it, the one who sings it, and the one who listens to it. And when I sing the song Afternoon Delight, to me, it's a song about a man and woman enjoying each other's company in a very unconventional or in a time of the day when the rest of the world is not around. And that's what I like to think of. I do not think of two fat pigs from the hills of Virginia.
Because that's, you know, that's where they're from.
Well, if they're from D.C., that's code for from yon hill.
You got that right, girlfriend.
And so I do have to agree with you there.
All right. Well, thank you, Margaret, hon. And the very best to you and Frank.
Frank wants to say something.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Frank, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm better than Custer. Listen, Bobby, you're absolutely right. Margaret agrees, too. I think he agrees. When you listen to these two slobs singing about thinking of you. But let me say this. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And you know, that's the way, and never the twain shall meet. You never, ever. I'm a man. You're a woman. I don't ever want to be a woman.
And I don't want to be a man.
I didn't think you did. So when you say you think of Frank Gray, you say, boy, she never wants to be a woman. And I think of Bobby Dooley, and I think, well, he never wants to be a man. And that, if we can keep that in mind every time you hear the Starland Pork Sausage Band, you know.
I think the both of you are being far too cruel. I don't think the band is singing about the overt,
I choose to think that they are.
How'd you get on the phone? That's,
In my mind, I'm with you, Frank.
Wow, that,
Okay, I have to get off the phone because I'm suffering from some sort of a psychosis as the result of spending the last 45 minutes on the Starland Vocal Band. Listen, I want to thank everyone for being with us here. I want to thank my husband, Steve, who I love very much. And yes, I do slap Steve across the face when he angers me or when he's just too cute for his own good. Yeah, and there he goes again. I want to thank Dean Wheeler for joining us and showing us some of the finer points of meditation. I want to thank the head of our security, of course, the wonderful, wonderful Amalio Fandango. Thank you, Amalio, for being with us. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Gray for coming on the line. And I certainly do want to say thank you to Tara Weeby Walker. Tara, darling, I know you're going to be happy wherever your husband winds up. I'm sorry to hear about his income dropping. I think they're moving to Portland, Oregon. That's really kind of neat up there.
Yeah, right.
No, Portland's great. It's really... Anyway, we'll see you later. Phil will be back tomorrow night here on The World of Phil Hendry.